A river clear and green runs from a field of ice and snow through a rocky gap where glaciers chiseled long ago with others makes the Saskatchewan, as one they onward flow to Hudson Bay. The bull arm of the river became the chosen way for the main line of a railway when the government had its say through lands your people lived on, where your tribe held sway. And you were there. When you were young, you saved an infant from a grizzly bear. A brave and skillful warrior, you were cautious, without fear. You had no need to prove yourself to others who were near or far away. You rose among the Blackfoot. With wisdom made your way, a sovereign prince of nations who trusted what you'd say and parley with a confederacy whose spokesman from away had come to you. You asked if you could stop the line as you stood beside the bull. The answer came, only if you can stop the river's flow. And looking in, you recognized yourself and knew you'd known before you asked. You gave your word. They took your pledge for granted and passed on. You knew the land was treated. They said the West was won, and then they let you wait for your requests when you called on them to reply. You watched the fire wagon spew its cinders in the sky. You heard its long demonic shriek and saw its gleaming eye. You let it pass, and then you stood alone to wonder why and mourn the cost. Your younger braves said you'd sold out to the men of the Iron Horse. You shared their anger, yet you knew resistance would be worse, and day by day the railway followed the river in its course on to the sea. You wouldn't join the action of the Métis and the Cree. You knew the plight of Paiapot, and faced the same as he when his lodge was taken down, his people there to see he was disgraced. The river you stood by is still flowing, fast apace. The railway runs beside it with its own determined race. You're a father of two confederacies since you chose the way of peace, and yet I can't escape the sadness in your face.